Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show.
And I'm Laura.
I'm Mike.
And today we're going to be talking about, you know, in Chinese, if we were to rate things, there's this chain in Chinese, we say 米其林.
米其林.
Yeah, but then that comes from the French word Michelin.
Michelin.
Am I saying this right?
In French, it would be Michelin, but in English, we just say Michelin.
Mm-hmm. So how many stars would be the most highly rated? Wow, three.
Not five, three.
Okay.
The top restaurants are three.
Wow, have you been to one of those restaurants?
I've been to a number of them, yes.
Wow.
Yes,
are they expensive?
Some of them are expensive. But the good news is, if we're talking about Taiwan Michelin restaurants, they're much cheaper than the ones in Hong Kong or Tokyo or other places.
That's
so if you do want to eat at a three-star Michelin restaurant, Taiwan might be one of the most affordable places, but it is still many thousands of dollars.
Okay, yes. But the food.
Oh, the food is amazing. Usually it's also
it's
very
money,
creative. And of course, the restaurant is beautiful and the service is impeccable, is perfect.
Wow, so I'm getting hungry. So why don't we take a look at today's article to find out more.
Okay.
Reading.
Reviewing the world's best food. Michelin Guides has been the biggest name in restaurant reviews and fine dining for over 100 years. Its inspectors choose which restaurants will make it into the guide. Have you ever wondered what it takes to become one of them? Michelin takes great pride the quality of its reviews. So it has strict guidelines for its inspectors. Most importantly, they need great senses of taste and smell so that they can appreciate fine food and drinks. Therefore, Michelin often hires people with in the food industry, including chefs, hotel managers, and wine experts. The inspectors must remain unidentified. The restaurant shouldn't know that it is being reviewed. An eye for detail is also a must-have to rate the flavor, cooking methods, service, and more. In order to the Michelin Guide's quality, inspectors have to be at the top of their game. Do you think you have what it takes to be one of the best food critics in the world?
All right, so yes, we're talking about Michelin guides. These are very famous restaurant guides that show people the best restaurants to eat at in cities and countries around the world. Let's learn more. It says Michelin Guides has been the biggest name in restaurant reviews and fine dining for over 100 years.
Wow.
Yes, that's right, kids. Over 100 years. That means they've been doing this for a really long time. And what do? Their business is restaurant and hotel reviews. A review is basically when an expert of some kind goes and tries something and then writes about it, maybe in a newspaper or on the internet these days, and tells people if it's good, if it's bad, what's good about it, what's not so good. A good review can help you save time and money by kind of letting you know that, yeah, this movie's not that good, or, oh, this restaurant's amazing. You might not know about it, but it's great. You gotta go. So it gets information out there, and of course, business owners or movie makers or restaurant owners, they want to get a good review and not a bad review. For example, this new superhero movie has a terrible review. I think I'll stay home and watch Star Wars.
Okay, Star Wars.
It's better.
That's
than,
true. It's safe.
Know, yeah.
Okay, so review 是什么呢？当然就是有审核啦、审查的意思啦。在这里呢，是当作名词来用，不过它也可以当作动词来用，同样有审查或者是检查的意思。那通常呢，哎，如果一本好书出来啦，或者是一个好的电影出来，大家都会看一些影评啦、书评，英文就是 book or movie reviews. So, for example, critics gave the new album mixed reviews. Mm. So, some critics liked the album, while other critics did not. Mm. Right.
So, it wasn't a rave review.
No. Rave review, if you're talking about movies, reviews say it's excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, fine dining 在这里指的就是精致的餐饮。所以回到刚刚课文指的就是米其林指南在这个餐厅评鉴跟这个精致的餐饮界享誉其名已经超过哇百年嘞 100 years.
100 years they've been doing this. Yeah, people who write reviews, we often call them, well, reviewers or critics. But in this case, the critics or the reviewers actually go to the restaurant. So there we might use a slightly different name, an inspector. It says its inspectors choose which restaurants will make it into the guide. So these inspectors who are like critics or reviewers, they're experts in food and restaurants and what's good and what's bad. These inspectors have a lot of knowledge and skill. They'll visit many restaurants and then they will choose the best ones to go in there. As I said, an inspector is some kind of expert. Sometimes they might have some kind of power, like a fire inspector might visit businesses. And if you don't follow the rules about keeping your business safe from fire, they can give you tickets, penalties, or even close down the business. In this case, for Michelin guides, they don't have that power, but they will write reviews. So these inspectors will come around and check things. For example, we could say on the train, the ticket inspector will make sure that everyone has paid for a train ticket. They go around and they look at your ticket and say, okay, or get off the train.
Or pay money.
Or pay me more money.
OK, 这里呢要来评鉴美食的人呢在本课来讲呢我们是用 inspector 来表示呢这个检查员啦或者是视察者所以他们肯定要亲自到餐厅去来尝一尝这个美食然后再看看这是不是值得给非常好的评价。那当然除了这个美食的 inspector, 我们常常也看到 safety or health inspectors. So basically people who make sure that a place or thing is safe or healthy. 所以刚刚课文提到的就是米其林这个密探呢就是我们提到的 inspectors, 会决定哪一间餐厅会成功被收录进来米其林指南。
All right, so these inspectors, of course, have a lot of knowledge and...with their reviews, quite a lot of power in the Michelin Guide, at least. So here's a good question. Have you ever wondered what it takes to become one of them? How do you become a Michelin Guide inspector?
Yeah, that's a good question. I want to be one.
You just eat a lot?
Okay, take 在这里是表示需要，常常呢用这个片语 have what it takes, okay, 就是课文这边的表示拥有某种技能或是特质去做什么事情。所以大家，你有没有想过，到底要什么样的条件才可以加入这些 inspector 的行列呢？ Maybe a foodie or just somebody, I don't know.
Yeah,
let's find out.
That's a good question. Do you have to be a trained chef or just a big fan of food? Who knows? It says, Michelin takes great pride in the quality of its reviews. So it has strict guidelines for its inspectors. Wow, it sounds like it's a tough job to get because they take great pride...in the quality of the reviews. To take great pride in something just means you're very proud of that thing. You think it's good and you feel very confident telling people that. So they have really good reviews. They're proud of their good reviews. So they have strict guidelines for these inspectors. Basically, they have a lot of rules. And I'm getting the idea. It's really not easy to become a Michelin Guide inspector.
Yeah, okay.所以 guidelines 在这里就是有原则准则的意思而 quality 注意在这里是不可数名词有着这个优质啊高品质的意思所以课文是提到米其林他们的优质评鉴为傲 OK pride 就是 proud 的名词所以他对密探有严格的这个指导方针哦 And what else?
Well, of course, we can guess that most of these inspectors love food and the restaurant business, butThey might actually need some special talents as well. It says, most importantly, they need great senses of taste and smell so that they can appreciate fine food and drinks. That's right, if you're happy eating, you know, a ham sandwich on white bread with a glass of water, And maybe you don't love food enough. And if you have a cold or can't really taste anything, then maybe you're not the best person to tell me if it's good or not. So they do need to have a really good tongue, a really good sense of taste, and a really good nose or sense of smell. Because food is about taste and smell. You need those things to appreciate fine food and drinks, or appreciate bad food and drinks, and to be able to tell which is which. To appreciate something, this verb means to like it, but also to understand its value, to understand how important it is or where it comes from, to more than just say, yeah, that's okay, but to really kind of be into it and to understand it and to be able to talk about it while also liking it as a fan would. For example, many people appreciate the classical music of Mozart. He's still got fans hundreds of years later.
OK, appreciate 其实就是欣赏或是鉴赏的意思哦，在本课的意思就是它是一个动词哦。So, for example, I could talk about appreciating fine wine.
Mm-hmm.
OK, or living in the city has taught me to appreciate the differences between people.
Ah, okay. That's a good one.
所以在课文提到就是最重要的是密探们需要拥有极佳的味觉还有嗅觉品味高级的食物和饮料 I think I've got what it takes.
You do?
Yeah, I got pretty good, like, I'm pretty sensitive to smells and good food.
Okay, but how about a background? Do you have a history in the food business? Have you ever worked in a restaurant? See, that's the other part of it. That's interesting. Of course, you have to love food. You have to really enjoy it and appreciate it.But you also need to have some knowledge about it as well. It says, therefore, Michelin often hires people with experience in the food industry, including chefs, hotel managers, and wine experts. So you have to have a passion for it, of course. That's where you appreciate it. But you also have to have knowledge about it as well. And that might come from training or from working in a restaurant. If you get a lot of training, if you've worked in the restaurant business for a long, long time, you might be an expert. Expert, this noun, basically means someone who knows a lot about a particular subject, kind of like a doctor would be an expert, or someone with a PhD in history or science or whatever it is, they would be an expert. They would have a lot of knowledge, a lot of training. This would basically be their life's work.Getting more information and knowledge about this. For example, the weather expert told us that next month we'll have lots of typhoons.
Ooh.
They've studied weather for many years. We should trust them.
We should sometimes.
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes they could be wrong.
They could be.
Okay,
especially
chef.
With weather.
Okay, 我们有提到 chef, not chef. Okay, 注意它的发音 Okay, 它是发 sh 的音 I think it's a French word.
It okay, is. It means boss.
Oh.Really?
It's another word for boss.
就是主厨的意思。那注意，如果你要说某人他煮饭很好吃，他是个非常好的料理的厨师，则要用 cook 这个字，因为 chef 比较像是主厨，像阿基斯这种等级的。那 expert 当然就是专家、行家的意思。So I often think of computer experts, or you could also have an expert at planning dinner parties.
Oh yeah, someone who's really skilled and knowledgeable is an expert.
所以通常呢，可能他们在雇用就是说这些很厉害的 experts 一定要是呢像是可能他们在这个食品产业经验丰富的人像是 chef 厨师饭店经理跟品酒专家
So you need a passion for food you need knowledge about food and here's the part that I kind of like you also need to be sort of like a spy because of course the Michelin guide they don't want the restaurant owners to knowwho the inspectors are. Think about it. If you owned a restaurant and you knew we were going to review, you would give us really good service. You would make sure our food is perfect. But of course, what Michelin wants is a normal experience in the restaurant. Not like someone who you're trying to do a good job for, just an average customer. So the inspectors must remain unidentified, like a spy, as the restaurant shouldn't knowthat it is being reviewed. That's right, the Michelin inspectors do not want special treatment. They don't want the VIP service. They want the regular, normal, everyday person service. So they must remain unidentified. Something unidentified is like unknown. We don't know what it is or who that person is, and they want to remain or to stay unknown. That's what remain means. It's a verb, and it basically means to stay, to not change, to always be like that. For example, it will remain dark and cloudy all through the big storm. The sun will not come out. It will start dark and cloudy and finish dark and cloudy. It will stay that way all day long. Bad news.
Remain, 但就是跟刚 Mike 说的 stay, 保持不变依然怎么样的意思。像是呢刚刚他竟然提到了天气。我们也可以说如果今天天气很冷但是持续还是保持很冷我们就可以说 the weather remained cold。不过刚刚课文提到是说这些密探他会怎么样 remain unidentified 我喜欢这个部分就是 unidentified 就是不明的 unknown 你不知道所以密探必须要保持匿名这样子呢才不才会公平可以去到这个餐厅然后餐厅也不知道他们是这些密探因为这样餐厅才会真正端出这个平常他们的美食然后呢他们也不知道原来他们是正在被评鉴了
So you need passion, you need knowledge, you need to hide yourself well. And finally, it says an eye for detail is also a must-have to rate the flavor, cooking methods, service, and more. So you're there, you can't really Instagram your whole meal. You got to talk with people to look like you're having a normal dinner, but you also, like a spy, have to have an eye for detail. You have to see things, remember things,And this will help you rate the restaurant more accurately. To rate something is to give it a rating, to give it a grade. If someone tells you, hey, was that movie any good? And you say, yeah, it was pretty good. I'll give it 4 out of 5. Then you've just rated it. You've just given it a grade. You've judged it on good and bad things. And that's what you're doing. That's the decision you make while you rate something. For example...I saw a movie yesterday, and I would rate it very highly. I'd say everyone should see it 5 out of 5 stars.
Wow.
10 out of 10.
Must be a good movie.
A+. It was a great movie.
Wow, okay.
I'll tell you what it was later.
Sure. Okay, 我们这里有看到 must have, 不过注意它中间是不是有一杠？所以在这里是当作名词表示必备。Okay, 那 rate 呢刚刚 Mike 有解释就是评价的意思哦它是一个动词。So for example, on a scale of 1 to 5,、I'd rate the book at a 4.
I always rate books at a 4.
Oh, okay, so there's no 5 out of 5s. 然后 an eye for detail, 但就是擅长注意细节。I have an eye for detail.
Do you?
I do.
That would be good.
I could become one, okay?
It would be a good skill,
Okay,、
yeah.
so let's find out more about Michelin guides.
All right, it says, in order to protect the Michelin guide's quality, inspectors have to be at the top of their game. Of course, yes, the restaurants want to get the good reviews, don't they? Well, of course they do, but Michelin guide also has to be careful because if they say a restaurant is really good...For example, and a lot of people go there and go, no, it's not. The food was bad. The waiter was rude. The place was dirty. Then, in the future, people won't trust Michelin Guide when they say it's good or bad. So they also have to make sure the inspectors are at the top of their game, are doing their job the best they can.
Okay, so be at the top of one's game. What does this mean? Well, we have to check our pocket phrase go to find out more.
Okay.
Pocket phrase, go! Hello, 大家好，没错，我就是公主界最真的公主。Oh my god, 你竟然不知道我是谁 ？Hello, 我当然就是 the one and the only 公主中的公主，女神中的女神 ，Sleepy Beauty。没错，就是爱睡美人。啊，话说，睡了这么久，我的王子他去哪里了呢？他是不是又去打击坏人了呢？毕竟你们也知道我。国色天香，应该很多坏人会想要破坏我们哦。But I'm not worried, because I know Prince Philip is always at the top of his game when fighting the bad guys. 我的王子打击坏人时都是最棒棒、最帅的啦。注意哦，这里的 at the top of one's game 可不是在说 Philip 在玩打怪的游戏哦。 Be at the top of one's game 就是某人处于最佳状态很像 doing one's best 某人表现最好的状态啦像是大家是不是每次看到我都觉得我一直都是美美的好像一睡醒就这么正呢哎，也没有办法啦谁叫我是最正的公主呢 When it comes to beautiful princesses I'm always at the top of my game 哎，说着说着我是不是又觉得今天要补个美容觉呢有点爱困 Gotta go I need my beauty sleep now 啊，再来睡一觉哦哎呀所以大家应该学到了 Be at the top of one's game 就是某人要处于最佳状态所以刚刚课文提到的是还记得吗为了能够维护米其林指南品质密探必须处于最佳状态
So here's our question Do you think you have what it takes to be one of the best food critics in the world? Well, I'm getting the feeling that, Laura, you think you have what it takes to be a food
but
critic.
But I'm not in, like, the hotel management industry, or well, I'm not a chef.
You could get a lot of experience doing other things, though.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Okay, a critic, okay, 我们来学一下它是个名词就是通常它有这个评论什么的 ，OK， 通常可能他们是很严苛评论家，甚至于批评家，我们可以这么说。尤其是针对电影啦、书啦、音乐等等。不过在这里当然提到的就是美食，所以最后课文问到大家哦，让你们想一想，哎，你觉得你拥有这个密探特质的技巧，成为世界上最棒的食物评论家吗 ？Do you think you have the skills and everything?
I think I'm getting better at it.But sometimes when I read the reviews, I think, I don't know enough about cooking to use the word. So maybe I should take a cooking class.
Maybe you should.
Then I'd be better at cooking and better at talking or writing about cooking.
There you
That's
go.
That's the trick.
Okay, so don't go away. We have our For You Chat after this.
For You Chat.
Here's our For You Chat question. Would you
Me?
Like to be a Michelin inspector? Because I do, of course. Yeah. Why or why not?
I think it would be interesting, but I'd be pretty nervous the first time I wrote a review.
Right.
There's a lot to remember. You have to be very professional.
You have to pretend you're not one of
the That's right. You have to notice everything. I mean, sometimes when I eat a meal with...two or three different dishes. I might even forget, what was that first thing we had?
I know.
But you have to remember all this stuff.
Sometimes the restaurant will give you like kind of a survey.
That's true.
And then sometimes you're like, wait, what did I have for the appetizer?
Yeah, it's hard to remember if you're not paying attention. So I'd have to learn to pay attention much more. I think learning cooking would be good. Also, read more restaurant reviews.Read what other people
write. Or watch cooking shows.
Or watch the cooking shows. That's another good way to do it. It's all about experiencing. It's all about trying again and again. The more you do it, the better at it you'll be. So what about you guys? Would you like to be a Michelin inspector? Why or why not? Maybe you could start off just inspecting your local fast food restaurant. And then work your way up. It's cheaper that way, too.
True.
Yeah. All right, guys. Have a good meal no matter what you have. Rate it well, hopefully.And we'll see you all back here very, very soon. Bye-bye.
Reviewing the world's best food. Michelin Guides has been the biggest name in restaurant reviews and fine dining for over 100 years. Its inspectors choose which restaurants will make it into the guide. Have you ever wondered what it takes to become one of them?Michelin takes great pride in the quality of its reviews, so it has strict guidelines for its inspectors. Most importantly, they need great senses of taste and smell so that they can appreciate fine food and drinks. Therefore, Michelin often hires people with experience in the food industry, including chefs, hotel managers, and wine experts.The inspectors must remain unidentified, as the restaurant shouldn't know that it is being reviewed. Finally, an eye for detail is also a must-have to rate the flavor, cooking methods, service, and more. In order to protect the Michelin Guide's quality, inspectors have to be at the top of their game. Do you think you have what it takes to be one of the best food critics in the world?
Vocabulary Review.
Review. That new Italian restaurant received a great review in the newspaper last week. Matthew considered the acting, story, and music in the film as he reviewed it. Inspector. The restaurant was forced to close after a health inspector caught it serving rotten food. Appreciate. Lisa loves Gustav Klimt's artwork. She especially appreciates how he used colors and shapes. Expert. Isaac is an expert on blue whales, so he'll likely be able to answer your question about them. Remain. Even after Connor moved away, he and Emma remained close friends. Rate. The commercial said that car has been rated as the year's best new model.